Hi, everybody, and welcome to our second episode of Moon Day Musings. So, seasonal and lunar self-care for the week ahead. So, I am talking to you on Monday, the 10th of October. So, we are looking at the week ahead, and we are working with this kind of tail end of the full moon in Aries. So, what's really interesting about this month's full moon is that we have what is called a double full moon. So, it means that the moon is full for 2 days. So, it normally appears full for a few days, 3 or 4, when you look up at the sky, but this one is actually full for 2 days in a row, and it began last night. I think the kind of absolute peak of its fullness was at around 9:54 in UK time last night, and it is full again today. So I want to just invite you, I think, first of all today, to place a hand on your heart and take a few deep breaths. And let's just check in. So, how has this full moon been treating you? How have you felt over the weekend with that building lunar energy? How do you feel today? Take a deep breath in through the nose and a nice big out of the mouth and just let it go. So, I know for myself personally, this full moon in Aries has been really intense. I think I've spoken about this before that Aries moons will always be more difficult for me. I've just noticed this over the years since tracking the lunar cycles that Pisces moon, Scorpio moon, Aries moon, they're all quite challenging for me. And it's really difficult when you've got Pisces, moving into Aries around the time of the full moon. So, yeah, for me personally, it's been a very intense weekend. I've been really emotional and have felt a lot of things coming up. And I know from reading other people's posts and speaking to other people that it has felt very similar, in the collective. And it's felt almost as if this particular full moon has been revealing a lot of old wounds. So, what I would invite you to do, if you haven't already yet over the weekend, is try your best to make a bit of space this week to just reflect on that. So, with the full moon, what we really want to be doing is using its illumination to illuminate our shadows, the things in our hearts that need healing, things from our past that need resolving, that need forgiveness, that need kindness, and using that light to have an honest look at what is going on inside. Because it's very easy every month when we get to that built-up lunar energy around the full moon to just say to ourselves and the people around us, okay, we're all going to feel it's going to be intense, and we might feel a bit irritable, we might feel a bit emotional, and to just kind of have it as a thing that happens each month. But what's really nice about working with the moon is that it can actually become a teacher, so that we can use each lunar cycle, we can use each season and every year to be really having an honest look at ourselves and where we can lean into things more, what might need some inner work, what might need, as I said, forgiveness, healing, more love, and in this way, cyclical living, it really, really helps us to understand ourselves so that instead of just perpetuating cycles of behavior that are maybe keeping us trapped in certain suffering, barriers in our relationships, for example, not being able to move forward in our life with our goals, in our career, with our relationships, is to start to use these cycles to help us to learn about ourselves and to say, do you know what? I have noticed this about myself when it comes to this time of year. I've noticed this about myself when it comes to this particular mood. And I would really like to look at that a little bit more. So, where is that coming from? How can I work towards resolving that or letting some things go, making peace with things? So, what's really interesting about this particular full moon, the full moon in Aries, is it is working with the Libra qualities as well. So, we had the new moon in Libra at the start of this lunar cycle. The sun is still in the sign of Libra. And this Aries full moon is shining its light on that Libra new moon. And it's helping us to balance these two parts of ourselves. So Aries is the start of the zodiac calendar. It's cardinal fire and it is the seat of self, really. And it's very, very good at kind of taking care of itself, forging ahead, eyes on the goal, lots of creative fire that can start things, yeah. And then Libra is that sign of balance and harmony in relationships. So it's very much looking at how we relate to others, how our relationships are functioning. Are they harmonious? Are they not? And the shadow side, really, of Libra can be, and we talked about this in our new moon circle in the lunar temple, it can be too much in that energy. Sometimes Librans can find it really difficult to advocate for themselves, to put themselves forward and to say, do you know what, actually, I need this for me, or I want to do this. And they can sometimes tip into that people-pleasing energy, wanting to appear to be the good person, wanting to seem to be fair, to keep the peace. And what can happen over time is our own wishes, our own needs, our own desires can just be left at the bottom of the list. So, what this Aries full moon can really help us to do is to use some of their qualities and go, do you know what? This is what I need. This is what I want to do. Using the theme of Libra of balance. So obviously we want a healthy place between these two. We want to be conscious of other people. We want to be working for harmony in our relationships. We want to be listening to others and respectful of others and their wishes and their triggers, their wounds. But equally, we need to also be conscious of ourselves, what we need, what is right for us, what is our truth. And I guess the great task of this life is working out how to bring those two together. Because sometimes what will happen is when we are not putting ourselves not first, but just in the race, when we're not including ourselves in how we're tending to relationships, it chips away over time, doesn't it? I think we've all had these experiences where we just get more and more resentful, and then something will happen. Maybe the moon will be in Aries, and it'll all just come out, and it will probably come out in an angry way, in a hot-headed way, and perhaps not the delivery that we would have hoped for. So that may well have been at play over the last few days, moving into this week a little bit as well. So this idea of truth rising to the top, because that part of you that perhaps you haven't been listening to or you haven't been respecting has suddenly said, shown up and said, okay, I'm not doing this anymore, you know, and because of that influence of Aries. So we want to be having that constant conversation with ourselves about why perhaps we diminish ourselves, why we put ourselves at the bottom of the list. And also having a conversation with ourselves the other way. So the thing with this Aries full moon is it can help us look in both directions. So it may be that the healing is around the people pleasing, putting ourselves last, not loving ourselves, not going after the things that we want, not being clear about our needs in terms of our relationships. But the other side of that is that we might have been doing too much of that. We might have been going too far in that Aries direction and being too self-centered and not having that Libran quality of being able to zoom out and look at how our actions are affecting others. Yeah. And again, I'm sure we've all been on the receiving end of that, where there's people in our life who just don't seem to get the chaos that they cause with their actions because they're so tunnel visioned on what's happening in their life, in their world, that they don't realize that it ripples out and affects all these people. So that's where we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be able to be humble enough to check in our own heart and say, I've fallen into that pattern. I've been really consumed in myself and my problems. And not to do that in a judgmental way. We don't want to berate ourselves, but it's like a loving friend just saying to us, you know what? You know, this isn't great. And how about we just be aware of that now and start to move out of that pattern or move out of that time frame of behaving like that. Yeah, it could be the other way. As I've mentioned, you might be checking in and saying, do you know what, for this reason or that reason, I've really been letting other people just dictate my life or walk over me or really just, climb all over my boundaries that I've put in place. So this Aries full moon is also a really helpful time to check with your boundaries. Yes. So sometimes we can be really good at identifying boundaries and setting boundaries and then absolutely rubbish at keeping them in place. So we may have built a beautiful fence in our heart where we think that's a boundary that I need. And then someone comes and tests it and we just say, okay, come on in, come on in, that's fine. And the difficult thing here is we blame the other person for that, but we're the one that opens the gate. Yeah. And it's confusing for other people when we don't enforce and respect our own boundaries because they don't know the terrain. They're like, okay, well, last week this is okay, but now it's not okay today. So it's confusing. People actually do seem to respond very well to clear boundaries. It just makes everything a lot easier. So I would have a little check-in with that also for yourself. How are my boundaries? And do I actually stay true to them when they're tested? So in terms of this week then, a lot of this week really is kind of just letting the energy of the full moon settle. So we're beginning the week with a full moon anyway. So we're already working with that energy. And then in terms of what the moon is doing for the rest of the week, let me look at my notes so I can get it completely right. Okay, so the moon is staying in Aries for the rest of today. And then we are moving into Taurus tomorrow. So if you have been quite strongly affected by this Aries moon, Taurus can be a really nice transition because it's very grounding. It's an earth sign, it's a feminine sign, and it's a sign that is ruled by Venus. And so it's a sign that kind of whispers in your ear, oh, why don't you just take it easy? Or it says, oh, why don't you just Get some of that lovely rose oil and rub it into your feet. Why don't you just take a bath? So it's this beautiful transition from an intense moon into this moon that kind of just invites you to slow down a little bit. And it's going to shift from its full moon into its waning gibbous moon tomorrow. So we'll also can do a little bit of a tomorrow as well. Yeah, so think about that tomorrow and when you wake up in the morning and how you want to greet the day, but think about really connecting with the element of earth. And so if you have felt really in your head, really in your thoughts, or even consumed by the emotions that have been brought up by the full moon, could we connect with nature tomorrow? You know, what in whatever way you can. We don't always have the ability to go out into nature. I'm aware of that. We have busy lives, we have the constraints of our jobs, or if we're caring for people, it's not always possible. But how could we connect in to nature in another way? Maybe you have an oracle deck with plants in it that you can choose a deck and connect with that plant. Maybe you can Google a plant that you're interested in and read about its good qualities. You could have a herbal tea that is, you know, a blend of herbs that really resonate with you. So it doesn't always mean we have to drop everything and go into the forest. It's not always practical. It's not always available. So thinking of ways that you can bring nature into your heart over the next few days with the Taurus moon. Essential oils are amazing for us to connect with the earth element. They are gifts from the earth. So these are beautiful essences, potent essences from the natural world. So maybe some cedar wood that you can breathe in or rub into your feet. And I will just say as well, when working with essential oils, please, just because I'm catching this out more and more in things that I'm seeing or with people that are telling me things, do not put essential oils directly on your skin, even if you don't feel that there is any reaction. They're too strong, and it's a lot for our bodies to break down and process. There's a lot of misinformation out there now about essential oils. They are powerful, magical, beautiful tools to use. I am an aromatherapy massage therapist, and I adore them, but they're not always safe. So base oil, a little bit of base oil, your essential oil. And with if you're using something like cedarwood or frankincense, just one drop is more than enough. So massage into your palms, massage into your feet, but please don't place any essential oils directly on your skin. I think there's only one that is meant to be safe, which is lavender, and even that can cause irritation in people. So yes, please be careful. And on that note, please do not ingest essential oils either. I will probably bring that into many of my videos and podcasts because, again, it's become a little bit of a trend and it's not safe. So I would only do that if you've been to a qualified aromatherapist and they have prescribed you to take something internally. But even then, that's quite rare. Most of them don't. So that's my tangent. That's my fiery Aries tangent for today. So yeah, working with the Taurus moon over the next few days, really thinking about how can you look after yourself after the effects of the full moon. So if you've had a similar time to me and you felt really emotional, there's been lots coming up for you, thinking about, okay, how can I just look after myself over the next few days? Do I need to scale back a little bit? Do I need to rest a little bit more? Do I need to talk to somebody? You know, any of those questions. So Thursday, we're going to move into Gemini. So that will feel a little bit lighter again. The moon is going to be continuing to wane through its waning gibbous phase. And Gemini is an air sign, creative, communicative, innovative. And so you may find that when you get to the end of the week that you're feeling a little bit more like you can people again after the full moon. you might feel like you're wanting to be creative or to read up about new things, this type of thing. And then we end the week on Sunday with the moon moving into Cancer. So we'll talk a little bit more about this next week because the moon will still be in Cancer on Monday next week. And so we'll have Monday being ruled by the moon itself. Cancer is ruled by the moon itself. So it'll be a really lovely lunar energy day next week. But yeah, for Sunday, again, it's just going to be self-care. Cancer is a water sign. It's the sign of the mother. It's nurturing, it's caring, it's intuitive. And it's really a sign that calls us home as well. So maybe thinking about Sunday and thinking about how the moon is going to shift next week into its, we're going to really feel its waning qualities next week and the energy decreasing. So thinking again about self-care on Sunday and how you can be a good parent to yourself. Yeah, so again, we're checking in on Sunday with our needs, what we need, how we can nurture ourselves and support ourselves ahead of a week where the energy is really going to start to dissipate it towards the dark moon. Okay. So lastly, I want to share something from, again, it's one of Maya Toll's books. I hope that Maya doesn't mind me sharing so much from her books, but I am a big fan. I work with all her decks so much. And yeah, often I will be sharing from these. I've got lots of other decks as well that I'll include, but quite often it's going to be Maya's. So this one, the Wild Wisdom Companion, is a fairly new addition to her range of books. So I think I got this for Christmas last year. And this book goes up through all the seasons. So it's got an accompanying oracle deck that you can use, but also it just teaches you about the cycles, about the seasons, the various symbols that go with the seasons, plants you can work with, animal guides you can work with, rituals that you can work with. So her seasonal symbol here for late autumn is the phoenix, which is glorious. And I just thought that this was really beautiful for the Aries full moon, because this full moon is also incredibly transformational. So fire is transformation. You know, it has the ability to destroy, to be destructive, but it also has the ability to create as well. I won't read the whole thing. I just want to pick out this little bit here. So the phoenix cycle can be seen in the natural world. Dead trees decompose, giving life to mushrooms, which themselves die and decompose, giving minerals back to the soil so tree saplings can grow strong. The phoenix archetype honors the entirety of the sequence from birth through death and then rebirth, reminding us that we too sometimes need to go to ashes in order to reclaim our energy and begin again. Letting go of the old lets us recreate ourselves and start anew. In late autumn, the energy of the outer world supports this metaphoric death, but that is not the only time for transformation. Like the phoenix, we humans get to choose when to start the recreation process. And then she's popped here, perhaps it's time to renew your awareness of the cycles of life and death. Not as something to fear, but as something to celebrate. The gifts of the Phoenix cycle are the opportunity to begin again, and the challenges are knowing when you have come to the end of a cycle and fear of what comes next. So, might be something to have a little reflect upon for this full moon. So, are you resisting change? Are you resisting transformation? What is ending? What is beginning? And how can you just embrace all of that? So I really hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I had some really lovely feedback last week from people who had listened to it as a podcast and watched it on YouTube. So thank you so much. I always really value hearing from people. Sometimes just speaking to cameras, often without people there live, you just want to know that it's landing okay. So yeah, thanks everyone for reaching out and telling me how much you enjoyed it. It means a lot. Wishing you a really peaceful and grounded week. Go easy on yourselves, be gentle and kind with yourself and others. And I will be back next Monday for our self-care for next week. All right, so take care, everybody, and I will see you soon.